Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Yo soy la auténtica, hermosa, famosa y simpática. Sin duda la más carismática. Soy la princesa de South Beach.
Yo soy idéntica.
You wish, bitch.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach. OMG. Talk about secrets. Not only is Esteban, my supposed father, being unfaithful to his wife Luisa with his campaign manager, but we also just found out he's responsible for the death of Luisa's father, Don Severo. Dark. I mean, dark. Meanwhile, my twin sister, Maria del Carmen, found out that our family maid, Estrella, is not actually a maid, but, well, we don't know what she is exactly. All we know is she's undercover at the Calderon's estate to investigate the disappearance of a girl named Gabby. Whew! This is getting so complicated. When we last left Maria del Carmen, she was choosing between coming clean to the Calderons about usurping my life because, you know, I'm dead, or continuing the facade to help Estrella and herself get closer to the truth.
Are you sure about this?
Definitely not, but none of these are great options. I'm just doing what I think is right, whatever that means.
So, should I keep calling you Gloria, or do you prefer Maria del Carmen?
Well, what about you? Should I keep calling you Estrella, or are you going to tell me your real name?
Good point.
What type of alias is Estrella, anyway? Couldn't you choose something more normal?
How many times in my life can I choose my own name? If I'm gonna have an alias, it should at least be cool. Mira, I'm not angry with you. I understand why you don't want to keep this charade going. I'm disappointed, but I'm not angry.
Believe me, this isn't an easy decision. Hermana Claudia's right. Gloria is dead, and it's just not fair for them to not know.
I'm not second-guessing you, but what about the letters? What if that guy is your real father? Are you really so concerned about coming clean to the people who literally destroyed your family?
Look, I don't know if those letters are real, but I definitely know that Gloria's dead because I saw her, and telling them is the right thing to do.
For the record, you were a better Gloria than Gloria.
To be fair, it wasn't that hard. From what I gather, these people are terrible. But thank you. Honestly, I'm gonna miss you. I've never really had a friend before.
You've never had a friend?
I mean, I guess the nuns were my friends, but they're, like, old.
Well, we can still be friends.
Really? I mean, yeah. That sounds cool. Dope. Yeet, whatevs.
Don't say that no more.
Now that we are officially friends, can I be honest with you?
Yes, but you can't ever say yeet again.
That's fair. You know, I kind of liked it the past few days.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, they were overwhelming and stressful and overly dramatic, but it felt good to be someone and to be someone people cared about. Also, have you ever had lobster? It's amazing. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I'm jealous. Why did Gloria get this and I ended up with nuns and spam sandwiches? I know this is wrong because, you know, she's dead, but I don't know. I guess I'm just sad to be giving it up. But it's the right thing to do. That was cute. And I'm not surprised Maria is jealous. Everyone is jealous of me. Duh. But now that she's finally decided to come clean, let's see how the Calderons take the news.
Gloria,
Moon to my night, sun to my days. I've been waiting for you for hours. What did the doctor say? How's the pregnancy?
The what? Oh, God, I keep forgetting about that. There is something we need to talk about first. Where are my parents?
They're getting ready for the event. We're going to be in front of the cameras in less than an hour. You need to get ready, too. You can't be seen in comfortable clothes.
Hold on. What are you talking about?
Didn't your dad tell you? Esteban is going to announce that he's running for mayor.
Running for mayor? Can there be 10 minutes where I don't get new information?
Oh, the press is already arriving. Oh, and my dad is going to be announced as his campaign manager. Isn't that so good for Papi?
Raul, they have to stop this. Please, I can't do a press conference. I need to talk to them right now.
You're scaring me, amor. My sweet morning songbird.
No! Less metaphors, more you getting people.
Okay, fine. I'm going.
Maria, are you sure you want to do this?
No, not at all.
Gloria, this is like that time you gather us all just to tell us you reached 10 million on Instagram. I swear to God...
What? No! I asked you to come here because I have something to tell you. It's about the accident.
Estrella, please leave. This is a private family matter.
No, I want her to stay.
Don't worry. I'm here. You got this.
I want you all to know it was never my intention to hurt you, and
Gloria, por favor, what are you trying to say?
The night of the accident, something happened, and it's a little complicated.
Just say it, amor. My sweet rose, my creamy Oreo filling, my bed that's just...
Not the time, Raul. Now is not the goddamn time. I'm sorry to interrupt, but Gloria, there's a call for you, and I think you should take it.
Now?
Yes, right now. Get run. Run as the call.
I'm in the middle of a dramatic moment, Estrella. Do you think it could wait? Estrella.
They are calling with the results of your test, Gloria.
Are you two doing a skit? I love comedy. I think you should practice a little more, though.
I don't have time for this. I don't have time for this. I have things to do.
Sorry, just give me a second.
Hello, Gloria Calderon?
Yes?
I'm calling from the office of Dr. Hidalgo. We have the results of your DNA test. The two samples you gave us are not a match. They're not from the same family.
They're not...
They're not a match, as in there's, like, no relation at all. Could be two strangers walking down the street. Literally could not be more different.
Then it is true. Luisa and Esteban are not our real parents. Huh. That explains why I don't look like Luisa. Thank God. But now that Maria del Carmen knows the truth, that they're murderers, what is she going to do?
So, what is it, Gloria?
I lost the baby.
No!
What? Baby? You are pregnant?
What a mess.
Who else knows of this? Why didn't you tell us before?
This could ruin the campaign.
Really, Esteban?
I was pregnant, but I lost the baby in the accident. They just confirmed it, but I'm okay. The doctor examined me and he said there's no permanent damage.
Gloria, how could you hide this?
Imagine the damage you could have done if the press got a hold of this. Relax, Esteban, relax. If nobody else knows, then let's just stop talking about it. Go, get dressed. The press conference starts in half an hour.
But we have to talk about it.
There is nothing to talk about. Nothing happened. Understood?
Yes. Estrella, can you help me get dressed?
Sure, of course, Señorita Gloria. Just confirming you said everything you wanted to say in front of everyone here, and there is absolutely no other information you wanted to share.
Nope. Nada. That's it.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's go.
My heart is shattered like a plate at a Greek wedding.
Raul. Por Dios. Yeah, basta la tragedia. Get a hold of yourself, please.
Oh, what a ridiculous human being. I swear to God, I'm going to break a plate on your head.
Okay, that was unexpected. But I guess unexpected is sort of our MO. Well, looks like little orphan Maria gets to play dress up for a little bit longer. Oh, shh. It's time for Esteban's big moment.
It's time for another Tea with Tatiana, and I'm your host, Tatiana. Obviously. Today, I am really excited because we have a very special guest. He knows everything about where the Calderon family goes because he's their driver. Please welcome Jorge Alberto. My dear, it's a pleasure having you on the show. Slow down, Jorgito. You're talking too fast. Just kidding. I've heard you're not a man of many words, but I'm sure you have something juicy to tell us about the Calderones. Guys, is it hot in here or is it just me? You know I love a strong and silent type. Wow. Anywho, don't worry, Jorgito. Just relax. Cat's got your tongue, but I'm sure there's at least one thing you can tell us about the Calderones. I mean, do you know how much a Calderon fan would pay to be in your place? I'm sure you've heard the Calderones in their most intimate moments, in their worst fights, their most heartbreaking, passionate battles. My goodness, whatever you've got to say, I'm just dying to hear it. Oh, you're playing hard to get. You sure there's nothing? I mean, you must have seen something. Don't you get bored sitting around all day? Oh, wait, I forgot. You're driving their Lincoln Aviator. Well, that must be fun. You can configure your seats 30 different ways, plus the massage functionality.
Sorry about that. I had something stuck in my throat. Actually, spending time in the Lincoln has given me the chance to really think about my true purpose in life. I realized that I'm more than just a driver. And I found my true passion, storytelling. In fact, I'm about to finish my first novel.
Oh my God, what a chatterbox. Yeah, okay. Unfortunately, our time is up. But remember, if you don't post about it, do you even take part in this society? We'll be back with more scandals and gossip about the Calderones on the next Tea with Tatiana.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always gonna have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. Buenas tardes. Thank you. Thank you. Gracias. No, thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Firstly, I am thrilled to share with you that my daughter Gloria has made a full recovery from her accident.
Gracias. Yes. Thank you.
Ay, mira. Hola, Lola. She is feeling better than ever, and we are so grateful to God, al Señor, y la Virgen, claro, for watching over her and our family, y los Santos, y San Lázaro, y Rafael. The Calderones have been a part of this community for many generations. As you all know, where we stand today, right here, in this place, La Casa Rosa, is a historical monument in Miami. For over 100 years, it has been a symbol of the prosperity our great city is capable of,
and also of achieving the American dream. I am here with my dear wife and my beautiful daughter to share an important message. That our community is stronger when we are united. That our values, hard work, love of family, and above all, faith in God, are what will carry our city into a brighter future in a world where Christian values are increasingly challenged, especially by politicians that are seeking to change what we hold dear. This city needs leadership that represents traditional values. So today, I am announcing my candidacy for mayor of Miami. And since I am a family man, I also want to announce that Nacho Santana, the father of my future son-in-law, will be my campaign manager. I will now open for questions. One at a time. See, you there.
Hi, mm-hmm. Susanna Collins, People Magazine. A question for your daughter. Gloria, how are you feeling after your accident? What do you say about the rumors that you were boating under the influence?
Hola. As my father just said, I'm feeling better than ever, and, those rumors are false. The accident was exactly that. An accident. For now, I'm focused on planning my wedding with Raul and supporting my father's campaign. Gracias.
Hi, Andres Reyes, Teen Vogue. Another question for Gloria. Gloria, did you know that Maxim just named you the sexiest woman of the year?
Por favor, we are not here to talk about my daughter's personal life. Are there any questions about my campaign?
Yes, you.
Hola Esteban, Mario Sanchez, El Diario. Mm. There have been reports that your family acquired its fortune through dirty money, that you're involved in drug trafficking, that in your factories and other countries you employ underage workers. How do you respond to these accusations?
Bueno, I can assure you that none of that is true. We have no ties to drug trafficking. Our factories are in excellent condition, and those kids who are in the building were there on a school trip.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Esteban. Aparna Lakshmi, BuzzFeed. Mr. Calderon, as a self-proclaimed conservative politician, what is your stance on conversion therapy? You have been funding ultra-religious Christian camps that we have...
Yes, yes, and I am proud to be a man of faith. Muchas gracias.
Wait, I'm not done. Those religious camps that you donate to are accused of implementing controversial gay conversion therapy on children. It shows in your academic records that you were enrolled in these religious Christian camps as a young man. Were you subject to these practices?
Miss Lakshmi, I am appalled, pero appalled by your insinuations. I am a God-fearing Catholico. I believe that the sanctity of marriage is inviolable. And I have been married to the love of my life for 23 years, and I wish every man and every woman the happiness that our marriage brought us, and thank you.
That was not my question.
Miss Lakshmi, I am trying to be polite, but I am losing my patience. I don't know where Buzzy Food is.
BuzzFeed.
Whatever gets their information, but you should check your sources. Now, if you'll excuse me, my daughter needs rest. I'm sure you'll have many more opportunities to ask me questions on the campaign trail. Thank you! Thank you, everybody! Thank you! Buenas noches!
Mr. Calderon, please!
What do you mean the microphone is still on? Turn it off! What was that, Nacho? Why didn't you warn me they were going to ask questions like that? Those insinuations could ruin this campaign.
I'm sorry, Esteban. I had no idea how they got those records, if they're even real. But look, I will find out, okay? I will find out.
You better.
What records? What was that woman talking about? Are you saying that's real?
No. It's all a misunderstanding. I assure you. Nacho, get to the bottom of this. I need to know what else they know about us. And if another surprise like this pops up, believe me, I'll be expecting your resignation letter.
Esteban, wait, let me...
Well, that was awkward. This campaign is off to a messy start. Hopefully Nacho knows what he's doing, because it's only gonna get messier.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman.
with help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart. By Joanna Hausman, and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, Raul Esparza, Danny Pino, X Mayo, Andy Bustillos, Alan Eisenberg, and Laura Stracco. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez-Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.